My grandma, Cerilda Escalante Etherton Bryce, was a colorful old lady. She was 90 when she came to live with us in Wheaton. And I can tell you lots of stories about her. One thing I was thinking about, she was still dressed like she always had, old-fashioned clothes. And, of course, ordinarily you didn't see her underwear, but in this occasion she did see it. She wore, her drawers must have been made of just ordinary cotton cloth, and she wore wool socks because she got so cold, she was real thin, and then she just tied something around them instead of elastic. Well, this was when people were starting to wear shorter skirts. Now, my mother was very conservative, but she also tried not to be, you know, way out of style. So she shortened her dresses a little bit. And one day she came home, and Grandma was sitting on the porch, and she had her dress up above her, up to her knees. Those bony old legs and that funny underwear. And Mother said, "Mother, what are you doing with your dress up so high?" And she said, "Well, if you can go around showing off your legs, I can too." She loved beautiful china, and of course she'd given everything away. Well, she had nothing to do but to try and think up things that she, you know, wanted, which I understand now. And she decided she wanted a new china teacup and saucer. The evidence of that is that she gave Seal and Carly and I each a little one. Now, they were not as good a china as some of hers, but Linda has one in her closet now, china closet. Anyhow, she kept telling Mother she wanted a new teacup and saucer, so Mother told Carly to take her into Chicago on the electric train and take her to Marshall Fields and let her buy a teacup and saucer and have her lunch and then bring her home. Mother didn't want the job. So Helen asked her friend Helen Sealander to go with her. Well, they went to Fields and they got the teacup and saucer, which was a very pretty one. And then they went to the lunchroom and had their lunch in Marshall Field's tea room. Well, when it was over, the waiter brought the finger bowls, and Grandma took out her false teeth and washed her false teeth in the finger bowl, and Carly was mortified. Carly was the one in the family that got mortified easily, and when she came home and told everyone, all the rest of the family thought that was a huge joke. Of course, none of us were there to be embarrassed like she was. But we all laughed forever after about Grandma washing her false teeth in the finger bowl in one of the nicest restaurants you could go to. Then Linda just reminded me of the story I told about. She had her funeral all planned, and she wanted to wear a white dress, and the white dress she had, which of course was homemade, and it was years old and it was getting yellow, and she had it laid out in their dresser drawer. And when she died, Lucille had to go upstairs with the undertaker and to get her clothes. She opened the drawer and here things all laid out with her false teeth right on top. Well, Seal, she just thought everything was a huge joke. And then, do you know, Mom didn't put it on her. She put on a pretty silk, gray silk dress that she'd had made for her. And then on top of that, she'd always wanted my grand, told her she wanted my granddad McMinn to preach the ceremony, her funeral sermon, because he had been her pastor a long time ago. And she didn't go to church anymore and didn't know the new ones. Well, my granddad McMinn by this time had had a stroke, a mild one, but enough to, he wasn't himself. But Mother felt she ought to ask him to have it. So he got up and he preached the funeral sermon, and he kept going on and on till finally my father, and it was his father that was doing the preaching, he got up and asked my grand, told my granddad that he better stop. So that was the end of the funeral story. Okay.
The pictures.
What?
The pictures from the Sunday paper.
Oh, yes. And my father was a very strong Democrat. I mean, Republican, oh goodness. But he sang in a quartet and sang it at Republican rallies in his early days before I was born. But anyhow, every year, every presidential election, the Chicago Tribune came out with pictures of the two presidential candidates. So this year, when the paper got there, my dad immediately took the picture of the Republican candidate and hung it in our living room window. Well, Grandma took the one of the Democratic candidate and hung it in her bedroom window, and it was directly above the living room. So people must have been bewildered when they saw both the Republican candidate and the Democrat candidate's pictures in the windows there. But I never heard him argue about it. Of course, my father voiced his views, but he never got excited that I remember. And I never heard Grandma say anything. She just was a Democrat, and that was it. Well, she'll probably turn up again some later on when I think of something else. That's enough for now.